This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know what's possible when you disallow negative thoughts. This is what the wealthy woman who the prophet Elijah knew practiced very well. This woman would master how to disallow negativity to the extent that she would not even speak of it when she witnessed it with her own eyes. One day, this woman's son was working outdoors when he became ill. A servant brought him to the woman, and she held him on her lap. But around noontime, the scriptures say he died. Without hesitation, the woman promptly laid her son's body on the bed and immediately called for a donkey so that she could travel to see Elijah. Her husband questioned her about going at that particular time of the day, but she simply replied that all would be well. As she was traveling on the donkey to Elijah, he saw her in a distance and sent his servant to meet her. When the servant greeted her, he specifically asked, "Is everything well with you, with your husband, with your son?" Her reply to all of it was, "It is well." The woman seemed to have gained a keen understanding of what's possible when you disallow negative thoughts. In the end, her son awakened and all was really well. Is there a situation in your life where you've been allowing negative thoughts to creep in? If so, remember these words. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Ephesians 6:16. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, disallow negative thoughts.